Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalad Pasuk Dalad. Yonasan has gone down to the pass in between Michmash and Giva to go after the officers of the Plishtim. He has gone on an unauthorized solo mission. Lahavdil a million times Rambo, going out by himself to go take care of whatever the Chuck Norrises of the world must take care of. Chas v'shalom. Uvein hamabiros asher bikesh Yonasan la'avor al matzah Plishtim. The pass which Yonasan was seeking to cross to the Plishti officers was a treacherous pass as well. Shein hasela meha ever mizeh, v'shein hasela meha ever mizeh. It had a rocky crag on one side and a rocky crag on the other side. So it's a very difficult path to traverse between the two camps. V'shein ha'achod botzeitz. One was called botzeitz. V'shem ha'achad sene, and the other was called sene. Sene means trod on, means stepped on. So therefore, that one could be climbed. But botzeitz, on the other hand, which apparently has a connotation of being smooth, botzeitz was impossible to climb, like glass. And so if you're going to go up, you got to go up by sene, not by botzeitz. Pasuk Hey, Hashen Ho'echad Matzuk Mitzafon Mul Michmash, Ho'echad Minegev Mul Gova. And one of the crags projected from the north towards Michmash, and the other rose from the south towards Geba. And it's the southern crag that he is descending down. So he's shinnying his way down the cliff face here. Mission Impossible. Every adventure movie you can ever think of that takes place on a mesa. Here is going on with Yonasan and his poor, hapless Nosei Kalim, who's being forced to follow him, the sidekick. And we all know what usually happens to the sidekick. But Yonasan is shimmying down the southern crag, and then he's going to climb the northern crag towards Michmash. So one of the crags is impassable, but that doesn't matter to our intrepid Yonasan, because he's going to do whatever he has to do to be able to get down and get back up. Although it's smooth, the botzeitz one, he's going to go up or down it, whichever one it happened to be. Pasuk Vav, Yomer Yonasan el hanar no sechelav. So in the close-up, in the action scene, Yonasan said to the Na'ar who carried his weapons, L'cha v'na'bera el matzav hua reilim ho'ile. Come, let us cross to the officers of these uncircumcised men. So, interesting way, and a frequent common way to refer to the non-Jews, the enemies of the Jewish people, the uncircumcised. Ulay ya'aseh Hashem lanu. Perhaps Hashem will do for us, without specifying exactly what Hashem will do for us. Ki ein la Hashem ma'atzor lo hoshia b'rab ovimot. Because nothing restrains God. Atzor, that's the word in Hebrew for a stop sign in Israel. Nothing stops God. Nothing restrains God from bringing salvation, whether it is at the hands of the many, or the hands of the few, or the one. We're all over the movie quotes today. So Yonasan was initially talking to his Nosei Kalim and said, come, let's go across. This is the continuation of that same conversation. It was interrupted so that we would hear that nobody knew that he was going, and we heard about the Kohen Gadol, so it was like parenthetical, the last several psukim. And now Yonasan is continuing his conversation with his Nosei Kalim on the suicide or apparent suicide mission that they're going to take. He repeats his request, saying, come, let's cross over there to the uncircumcised men. And it could be that he's even repeating himself because the Nosei Kalim was flabbergasted at the thought of going down and up the impassable pass to try to find your way to go attack one-on-one, two of them against an entire army, but really one of them, since one of them is just the weapons holder, the sidekick. So let's go. So another way of looking at it, the man Loewe says, is that the first time he just said, let's approach closer to the Plishtim, which might be for recon, as they would say. But this time, when we get to our new position, we're going to cross, and we're going to go attack them. Vayomer lo Nosei Kalim. So in Pasuk Zayin, you would figure that the Nosei Kalim would certainly have a lot to say, and his voice is cracking a little bit, and his knees are knocking. But the Nosei Kalim is a very brave boy, and he says, back to Yonasan, Asei kol asher b'levavecha. Do whatever your heart desires. Netelach, turn any which way you decide to turn. Hineni imecha kilevavecha. I am here with you as you please. He was convinced by Yonasan's bold words. He put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, we're going to be fearless. We're going to do this together. I can't do it without you, kid. And so the kid said, yeah, turn any way you want. I am here, the Radak says, to go any place you desire to go. I'm with you to the bitter end. So Yonasan is a tremendous leader of men and can convince anybody, even a teenager who can just barely shave, that here we go. Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Yonasan, so Yonasan said, this time again, he gets a hay this time, and he didn't get a hay before. So it's interesting how the hay in Yonasan comes and goes. Very often in the scripture, it's Yonasan with the hay. I don't know if that implies, unfortunately, don't comment on this. I don't know if it implies a special having the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him, so that the first two letters of his name, a Yud and then a Hey, are the name of God that are part of his name, like Yehoshua. But either way, Yonasan says back to his Na'ar, Hine anachnu ovrim el ho'anoshim. Behold, here we go. We are crossing over to the men, to the plishti officers. V'niglinu aleihem. And we will reveal ourselves to them. So we're going to find out whether God is going to support us in this crazy idea that we are going. And so what we're going to see is that he has a whole code worked out, an os from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending on how the plishti officers react to their appearance. If they say one thing, then we attack them and we kill them. If they say something else, then maybe that's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't with us at this moment. So we run away, run away, run away. So we will see that next.